New COVID-19 booster vaccines are debuting this fall. They're designed to offer protection from the original strain of the coronavirus and currently circulating variants like Omicron. Nicole Leonard from WHYY's Health Desk Help Desk connects with local health experts about who should get these updated doses and when.
The COVID-19 vaccines most people have gotten so far are monovalent, meaning they contain a component for just the original strain of coronavirus that kicked off this pandemic. The new boosters are bivalent, which means they also target the Omicron subvariants BA4 and BA5.
These variants are highly contagious. They're much more contagious than the original strain that circulated 2.5 years ago.
Dr. Teresa Sweet is an epidemiologist at Drexel's Dornsife School of Public Health.
I think the goal here is to give everybody the vaccine that better matches what's circulating in the population in order to not only protect against severe disease and death, but also reduce infection.
The FDA and the CDC cleared the new bivalent boosters late last week. Regulatory experts determined that these updated vaccines made by Pfizer and Moderna are safe and effective. The Pfizer boosters are authorized for anyone 12 years and older. The Moderna boosters are for people 18 years and up. That's a lot of people who are eligible for these new boosters. But Dr. Paul Offit of Children's Hospital of Philadelphia says we should still focus on protecting people most at risk of becoming severely ill or hospitalized,
which is the elderly, the immune compromised, and those with, severe health defects.
Federal health officials encourage people to get a booster dose as soon as they're available, but some may have to wait. People who've recently tested positive for COVID-19 or who've just gotten a monovalent dose should wait at least 2 months before getting the updated booster shot. Offit recommends waiting even longer, between 4 and 6 months after an exposure to the virus.
You've been naturally infected or vaccinated, you'll develop this vigorous antibody response. So if you give the vaccine too soon, it really sort of neutralizes the effect of the vaccine, so you don't really get the boost that you want.
As we head into the fall season, Dr. Marcy Dries says it's important not to forget flu shots and routine childhood vaccinations. The CDC says people can get many of these different vaccines at the same time. Dries is Chief Infection Prevention Officer and Hospital Epidemiologist for ChristianaCare.
Neither the flu shot nor these COVID vaccine is a live vaccine. So typically there's no immune system interference.
However, Dries says people who've recently gotten a monkeypox vaccine, which does contain live virus, may want to delay their COVID booster shot by a couple weeks.
If you just got a COVID vaccine and now you've been exposed to monkeypox and need the monkeypox vaccine, then certainly go ahead and get it to protect yourself. But otherwise, you should try to space those out if you can.
Local, state, and city officials say they're expecting shipments of the new bivalent boosters this week. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.